When LSU cornerback Jalen Collins decided to enter the draft a year early, the report he received from the Draft Board Advisory Committee suggested he stay in school. Undaunted, he declared anyway, and he's been seen as high as the first round in some mock drafts. That's made it a strange pre-draft process for Collins, but he's just staying calm through it all with no regrets about his decision.
I mean, I just felt like this was the best opportunity for me to maximize on the draft. I mean, I didn't want to risk getting hurt or anything like that coming back for another year. I mean, I was really excited. I mean, I never really had a lot of, I guess, hype or, you know, exposure like that on a big scale. So, I mean, it's pretty exciting.
Collins is considered a raw but potential high-ceiling player with all the physical tools and plenty of development ahead of him. He started only 10 games in his college career, losing his starting job early in the 2013 season before winning it back for most of 2014. He considers himself a hard worker, aware that he has plenty of learning to do.
While I've been training, I've been spending time with guys like Ike Taylor and Kyle Wilson. I mean, just kind of getting some knowledge from guys that have had experience in the position and success as well. I mean, just trying to take everything in, every little detail, everything that I can to help me get better.
The Tigers' defense is annually one of the nation's elite, and the program has produced plenty of NFL defensive backs over the years. So Collins has that going for him, along with a lot of positive vibes about just how good he'll become.
At LSU, I mean, we just pride ourselves on a culture that we have of, you know, being the best as far as defensive backs go. I mean, we hold ourselves to a very high standard. And it started a long time ago, and we just try to keep it going.